Now to an emerging trend in Australian property investment. Chinese investors are shifting away from buying existing real estate and are focusing more on greenfield sites. A crackdown on lending by Australian banks has seen many local developers unable to borrow. But foreign investors, who have deeper pockets, are purchasing large areas of land for residential projects, especially on Melbourne's edges. In Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
The heat may be slowly coming out of the real estate market, but there's hot property in outer Melbourne, and foreign investment is increasingly driving the development of greenfield sites. The Australian Financial Review is reporting that Chinese developers have acquired massive land parcels worth about $2 billion in Melbourne's outer suburbs over the past 18 months. Malcolm Gunning is from the Real Estate Institute of Australia. He says tighter lending practices have cut local developers out while enabling foreign investors to buy up big.
What the banks want from developers now is 100% de-risk, and they want to have 100% no risk. So where the foreign investors are often funding themselves, and they don't have that same criteria. So they're really more competitive than our Australian builders at the moment.
Land valuer Jared Coutts told ABC Melbourne's John Fain the prices of greenfield sites have spiked in the past 6 to 12 months.
We've noticed, in fact, values that real estate agents are selling land on for has actually probably doubled in price in a little over 12 months. It's right across the edges of town. We're working on projects in the west, the north, the southeast, and the spiking in prices, especially in the last 6 months, has been extraordinary.
Why?
I think it's an appetite from overseas investors.
The recent purchases are earmarked for vast residential development, thousands of new homes to be built along an existing growth corridor. The Victorian Housing Minister, Martin Foley, is upbeat about the development.
Housing blocks in Victoria and Melbourne continue to be amongst the most competitive in the country, substantially more competitive than in Sydney, and that reflects the strong interest in so many parts of our community of people wanting to come to Melbourne as the economic generator of the nation's economy.
But Malcolm Gunning from the Real Estate Institute is concerned about prices falling.
We think that APRA should start to loosen up really in the last quarter of this year. Productivity in Australia is strong. You know, they're really talking about the borrowing ratio being of concern. Well, it will be a concern if APRA, through its tight regulation, drives prices down. So then what you will do, you may have some what we call margin calls in the bank. If prices drop, some values might be negative. That will be of great concern. That's really in APRA's hands to be able to balance that lending criteria, not to be able to kill the market off completely.
That's Malcolm Gunning from the Real Estate Institute of Australia. Emily Burke with that report.